Numbers related to breast cancer are scary, with a very large number of women likely to develop the disease over her lifetime. But that's no reason for most women to take medications to reduce that risk. Guidelines just published in Annals of Internal Medicine conclude. Ben Park, a breast cancer expert at Johns Hopkins, offers his view.
The hard part about our business is that average risk means that in a given woman's lifetime, it's a 1 in 8 chance of developing breast cancer. And that's a pretty high risk. You know, that's very close to what cigarette smoking does for lung cancer risk. The number one thing one can do is to follow guidelines, make sure one gets a screening mammography every year over the age of 50, and to make sure that one discusses with physicians to really assess, should I be one of these patients to consider taking endocrine therapy?
Park says staying ahead of current research regarding diet and lifestyle is also a good idea. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.